I'm going reverse me pretty soon. After Ellesmere 6, I'm just going to go to an island somewhere.
Right.
Would you call that what you've done to date is actually work?
Yes, I would, Raw Dog's dad. Ladies and gentlemen, Raw Dog's dad is just straight in. Straight in with a comment.
Hello, everybody.
Is it okay if I call you Mr. Dog?
You may indeed. Right. Should I introduce myself? Is my actual name or is Raw Dog's dad going to be the best?
If you're anything like your son, you might not want to mention your real name so that people don't find you and find out some of your life.
I think staying incognito is the right approach. You're right.
Because Josh is a very mysterious man. Are you mysterious, Mr. Dog?
I refer to myself actually as a man of mystery. And in fact, Danger is my middle name.
Right.
Literally Danger.
Yeah, right. My grandma was pretty weird. She would have given you a middle name of Danger.
Would you like me to give you the Cliff's Notes version of my past?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Raised by...
You've got one, I know that.
I do, barely. Raised by two insane people in a horribly dysfunctional household. My father was a huge womanizer. My mother used to pay for the abortions for his women. That's how dysfunctional and fucked up my family was.
Josh, you did not get that gene.
No. And then my mother, who was the breadwinner of the family, ended up, she was the mistress for this huge multimillionaire that got Clifton's Cafeteria downtown. She was his mistress, Clifford Clinton, in an arrangement that his wife accepted. Because she didn't really want to boff him anymore, so it was okay that my mother did. My mother actually worked in a massage parlor for a while also, giving happy endings.
Yeah.
And then she ended
up... Wait a minute. Did you just say that your mother jacked off?
Yes. Yes, my mother did. She did.
Wait a minute. Raw Dog. Your grandma was a whore?
She was.
My grandma was a whore. Didn't I not just tell you that? My stepmom told me the other day on the phone.
It's like you're separated at birth.
There's some stories we should talk about that I haven't brought up where your grandma, like, fucked some bus driver and shit.
You actually never told me the thing about the happy endings before.
Oh,
your grandma was a whore.
And what Hollywood stars, because it was in L.A.
She jacked off famous people.
And one of them she ended up having, like, a long-term fling with.
Do you know who?
I do know
who.
Well, you probably don't even know who he is. He's been dead for a little while. Richard Crenna. You probably have the name Richard Crenna.
No, what did he
but
do?
But it was a long... He was in a
what about Humphrey movie. Bogart? Did he jack off...
No.
Did she jack off Bogart?
Mickey Rooney.
She jacked off Mickey Rooney.
Apparently on numerous occasions.
Really?
He's now the fucker's still alive too. He's 90.
Oh my god! Did not just get it. I your grandma jacked off Mickey Rooney in the first seven minutes of the interview.
She never gave off the. She never gave off the fucker of Mickey Rooney.
Just go home and play this over and over again.
I guess we're not being shy today.
No.
Oh. Your grandma jacked off Mickey Rooney. You're a fucking legend. You're like an icon. You're way bigger than I do. Get your book.
I knew my grandma was a legend, but I never knew that about her past.
I'm actually working on my memoir right now.
Hang on a minute. Your grandma allegedly jacked off Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
In the heat of the moment, I completely forgot that this is all allegedly.
Yeah, sure. You've been going through all this.
The man is still alive.
No, you've been going through all this stuff because you're trying to, like,
he was married 9 times. It's not like he's going to, like...
I know.
I am going through all this now because I'm putting together a memoir. And what you also don't know about my mother is that she started a sex aids business and was a huge distributor and manufacturer of this shit.
I did know that.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
She made... dildos and shit.
Hap penis, emotion lotion, joy gel.
Yeah. Emotion lotion. What was that banging?
I have no idea.
That was my now deceased mother showing us that she is around while we're doing this interview.
Right. She's from the grave.
She's still making dildos.
She's confirming that she really did jack off Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
That dude's an icon. He's one of the greater actors of... any era.
Well, I don't know. He was basically more known for being a character. He's 90. He's been married 9 times, but he's the last wife 32 years. This one actually took some.
I've actually met that guy.
He's about 5'1", 5'2".
That's so crazy. Yeah, I met him in a airplane. He was in first class, and I was sitting behind him, and he said something to me, and I was like, wow, and then...
I think he's a friend of Bill.
I came up to him and asked him
for his autograph. And he looked at me like, how would you even know who I am? And I was like, man, come on. I've watched your movies.
I'm not sure that Mickey knows who he is anymore.
But the only reason I liked him is because I saw him talking shit on Jack... Which one was was the Joker?
Nicholson.
Yeah, he was talking shit on Jack Nicholson, saying, fucking pay me that much money, you can paint me brown and I'll go as bat shit. I heard him say that on an interview on 60 Minutes or something, and I was like, this guy's a fucking warlord. Awesome. He's like 80 years old. He just contacted us at a bitch and said, call me batshit and paint me brown. I was like, this guy's awesome.
Fucking lying.
And little did I know that Rod Dog's Nana jacked him off. That's crazy.
Not my Nana.
No, sorry.
My Nana. Please.
Your grandma.
Grandma.
Are we sure Nana, Nana did not?
No. Okay. No. Definitely not.
Allegedly.
Anyway. Allegedly. I saw this interview of you online. I forgot that Roseanne called you a shithead.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a whole story. Yeah. I had actually done I was a TV critic.
You don't need to film anymore until Scott Green comes in. Thank you.
I was a TV critic for 25 years. I reviewed a show called The Jackie Thomas Show when she was with Tom Arnold, Roseanne, back in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I did a review where I talked about how this was a great show except for Tom Arnold. If you took Tom Arnold out of the show, it would be a wonderful comedy. And she sent me a fax, basically taking things out of my review and calling me a shithead and everything. And suddenly, and two other guys had also been dissed by her, and she questioned their sexual orientation. I was the only one she didn't think was gay. Mm. She just thought I was an asshole. Mm. So
you should be proud of that.
Yeah, I was very proud. And then suddenly, I get calls from USA Today, Newsweek, Time, the LA Times, and like, so I heard you got dissed by Roseanne. Suddenly, I'm famous for 15 minutes for having Roseanne calling me a fuckhead.
Right.
This was now my 15 minutes, and I thanked her during the interview. You know, they were like, well, so are you intimidated? You're not going to write bad stuff about her anymore? And I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? This woman just put me on the map. I'm going to write bad shit about her all the time now.
Yeah.
And I sent her flowers thanking her for calling me a shithead and putting me on the map. And then she sent a card back to me saying, oh, you're still a shithead. Thanks for the flowers. And that started a whole other round of publicity.
Yeah.
This is how the machine works.
It is how it works.
No, if only there was anybody famous.
Should I talk? Because Rosie's got a show on another channel. Maybe I should talk shit on her.
On Sirius or XM?
On Sirius.
Oh,
same thing, but she's on the Sirius.
Let me tell you, I walked up to her at...
I tried to get on her show when I was in New York, but she didn't have time for me.
No,
but I heard that... It wasn't a no, it was we don't have time.
About 4 years after this event, I ran into her at, and I don't usually drop names like this, but I was at a Tyson fight in New York. Not in New York, I'm sorry, in Vegas, on Showtime's dime.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up to her and said, you know, introduced myself, remember Ray Raffaele, you dissed me, blah, blah. And I thought, you know, I thought she was in on the joust, and this was all kind of all good-natured, you know. She's like, oh yeah, well fuck you, I don't lie, you're an asshole, get away from me.
Yeah.
And it made me realize, the woman really is insane. She doesn't just play an insane woman.
Right.
No, she actually, like, hates you.
Yeah.
She probably still hates you.
She's a fucking nutcase. Although I guess we have to call her an alleged nutcase.
Yeah. You don't think that people could change?
Oh, of course they could.
Because I remember that her and Howard Stern didn't like each other, and they seem to have...
Are you talking about Rosie O'Donnell or Roseanne?
Yeah. I'm talking about... Oh, Roseanne. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about Roseanne.
Okay.
This is all Roseanne. Oh, Rosie O'Donnell I've talked to before, and she was terrific. She was very sweet, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Roseanne is she's an insane person.
She's out of her mind.
Yeah.
So is it Rosie O'Donnell that's got the show, or Rosie?
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell's got the show.
Oh. No, I like Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that worked out.
No beef on the show.
Roseanne doesn't have a show.
You were all about to start defending Roseanne and shit. Because,
I was, yeah. She seemed like a nice lady when I listened to her.
Rosie O'Donnell was really sweet.
Right.
You know, I know she gets a bad... she's always in the tabs and everything with her, you know, lesbian... problems.
So what do you do? You wrote a bunch of stuff. Did you what made you want to be a writer? Do you write books and stuff?
I've done like 4 books.
You wrote a bestseller.
I wrote a bestseller. I wrote the first official book of the Simpsons series for the first 8 seasons. Now, of course, it's been on, you know, 22 years. But for the first 8 seasons, yeah, it actually was the best-selling book based on a TV show in publishing history. I didn't make a huge amount from it. It was all kind of a set amount of money. I was a hired gun. I didn't get royalties from it, but it was fun. It was you know, great to do. I've done one called TV Moms, another one called My Greatest Day. I wrote a Jeopardy book. Basically, I haven't done anything that's really changed kind of the fabric of modern society.
Socially.
But I have great ideas and still great aspirations to do that.
So being a writer, doesn't that sort of make you less of a fan of being a 9-to-5 kind of guy? You've never been that kind of guy, right?
I've 9-to-5 at newspapers I've worked at, but
you didn't like it,
even that, you're not really 9-to-5. You're always getting in late and working late.
You're kind of a free spirit to be that kind of a guy.
I am kind of a free spirit, and I'm sort of doing that now. You know, it's a fine line, of course. Free spirit, lazy bastard. It's right. Sort of, you know.
Oh, I was using it as a free spirit. I wasn't saying you're a lazy bastard.
No.
You're an incredibly hardworking dude. You're always trying to like find new shit.
I am. I'm always sort of out there.
You have to do that.
Push it. Yeah, you always sort of have to scramble when you're freelancing. You're not a salaried man.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I guess I'm kind of that way. I made my living as a writer for 30 years, basically.
Do you think that had something to do with you getting a divorce with Raw Dog's mom?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm going to take the full hit on my divorces. You know, I just got married again a couple weeks ago.
I heard. Congratulations,
thank
by the
you.
Way.
Raw Dog's mom was, you know, we had issues, but it was basically a lot of my own shit. I had some drug problems and
I did hear that you were a fan of the Bumps at one point.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And I will, and that affected my second marriage as well. Thank God. It appears to be in the past, one day at a time.
Right. How long has it been since you've done a bump?
I'd say it's you know, 8-9 years.
Right.
8 and a half. Yeah. I'm so long that I've actually lost count of the precise length.
Right. Well, then you should be in the clear then, really.
I do meetings and stuff here and there, but right. I don't do the anniversaries and stuff. I sort of do it in my own way.
Yeah, I don't think you've never been completely into the whole AA thing.
No, but, and I don't say, well, you know, booze isn't my issue, so I don't, I realize it can all be the issue.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, blow is your drug of choice. But yeah, so I drink a little bit, but accent on little, and if it gets to be a second drink, I you know, that's, I stop and take stock and don't drink for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the coke got way out of hand. I mean, it took, I put $300,000 of my income into that fucking drug.
That's a lot of money.
It's pretty cool that you made $300,000, though.
Yes, I know. It's too bad that I, you know, threw it up my nasal passage and then pissed it down the toilet. But we live and learn.
I was just about to say that. You live and you learn. And obviously you're not into that one.
And I don't, you know, I don't have my past. I don't blame my past or my childhood. Well, you know, I take full responsibility for all of it. My mother didn't do it to me. My past didn't do it to me. I did it to me.
Can you ride a bike?
Yeah.
Bicycle?
I tried to teach him to.
What was his deal? Just said no, he didn't want to.
Yeah, you know, it was a little too dangerous.
If you try to push him, he gets pissed at you, huh?
Did he actually get angry at
you? He actually didn't get angry. He simply rejected it out of hand and just kind of said, no, you know, I don't do this shit.
Like he said, exactly what did he say?
He was like, okay, I'll do it until you turn your back and then I'm getting off and walking in the house.
Because right. He has no interest in it at all.
No. Just like when I tried to get him into Little League Baseball and all that, you know.
I told you, you were my T-ball coach for a little while.
I was the T-ball coach.
Yeah. Were you there? Were you witness when he finally hit it after missing it 3 days straight and then running the wrong way to third base?
I did. But I thought to myself, what am I doing to this poor kid?
Right.
What kind of a schmuck
as
am I?
As he ran to third base,
That was my first tip-off that maybe this isn't the kid's sport. Maybe this isn't the kid's thing. But yeah, I thought this was about me.
Yeah.
This was about, I wanted to have this kid and to be an All-American dad and have an All-American kid. And it's sort of like, you know what, he ain't going to be, so you better fucking get over it.
Yeah.
And I finally did. You know, and
I finally did. So there was a time there where you were...
I pushed it.
Right.
And in fact, his mother pushed it, actually, more than me. And she was like, well, is he going to be a quitter his whole life? And I'm like, you know what, I'm willing to take the chance of that.
Like I said, you guys tried to blame my parents, and you can't. It was completely
You
me.
Guys tried to blame
you,
your parents?
You were,
I'm
you,
trying to blame your parents?
Well,
are you
no,
being, you
I'm
can't
a,
ride a bike?
I'm
originally,
a
originally yeah, you were like...
I'm like that now. Before your father fucking... You're telling me that before he walked in today, my say on you is, you're a quitter.
No, I'm not saying when we first discussed this, I distinctly remember you saying, "Why didn't your parents teach you? It's their fault for not like actually
at
teaching
first."
Them. Yeah,
yeah. But now I know you.
Right.
But now I know why. You know, I mean, I make you ride a bike for video and for the radio show, but I don't need you to come down the boardwalk with me on the weekend because I know you don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's not because I'm a quitter. It's just
I know
more interesting.
I know.
Out there. Yeah.
Some part of me still feels like I kind of sissified the poor kid, and that I am responsible for that, and that I didn't push him hard enough. But you know what? He is what he is, and he's doing pretty damn well now. Even except, of course, when you know turn him into this all this sadomasochistic shit with all your sick fuck listeners. That can be an issue sometimes. But
well, like what?
Oh, you know, sucking on dildos and
yeah, that's a bad one.
Oh
yeah,
my God,
we realized how bad that was.
And what was it? Was it a crocodile?
Oh yeah, when he started to cry,
hooked it to his arm. No, I watched his greatest hits online. I don't tell Josh that I actually listen sometimes. And
I try to actually
He dissuades me from, you know.
Honestly. No, I feel you on that one. I don't want my stepmom said she caught the show in the car with my wife the other day, and I was like, do not listen to this fucking show. Ever.
Well, and, you know, and of course, my son and daughter are fighting each other at your last WrestleMania in Vegas. And I'm just like, this is just like an out of body. This is just like, holy fucking shit, what am I? I can't have a rooting interest in this.
Well, here's a great question for you that that fight up. You know, we've talked about your daughter and how she wanted you to pay for a ticket to go to fucking Dubai. Oh, where did she want to go to England?
No. Do you remember when this controversy came up?
Because she had a boyfriend that she'd met one day.
London. Yeah.
And she wanted you to fly to London?
Oh, yes.
So I don't know your daughter as well as I know Josh, but was there a part of you when you watched Alice Mania 5 where your son and daughter were fighting that your son punched the shit out of your daughter so that she would harden up a little bit and not ask her daddy to pay for a fucking plane ticket after meeting a dude one day?
I have to watch my words carefully here. Yeah. There's a
right.
part.
No, well, you've already answered it then.
There's a part of me that did want her to be taught a lesson.
Yeah.
And because she's always beaten up on her brother, I wanted
her. Yeah, she speaks very.
I wanted her to get her ass kicked a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't. Look, I'm not.
I did.
I wanted. That's all I wanted to. I wanted her to get a good crack and for everyone to go. That's
so
what you get.
She gave me so much shit over this boy guy in London she met once.
I know.
I'm like this guy's so. This guy, you know. He touched you once, and then now he's like he's moved on and barely remembers your name. And you want me to pay for a plane ticket to see a schmuck?
Yeah. If he loves you so much, why can't he pay for it?
But this is precisely the exact sentence I said.
Yeah. And if he doesn't have the money, then he's probably not worth going over there to visit.
Exactly right.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Just like, no, you don't understand. And I'm like, you know, I'm never going to.
And neither is he or her. No one understands what the fuck that was. Just amazing. When he told me, I was like, what did your dad say? He said no, and I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing, because I have a daughter. She's 5. When she's 20 and she says, can you pay for my plane ticket for me to do? No! I can't!
No, she still carries my balls around in her purse.
Oh, it's just that
I briefly took possession of them again.
Just for a second.
Yes.
A fleeting second. She's very good at getting money out of you when she needs to.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that you favor your daughter more than your son?
20 minutes before I got here, she called.
And what'd she say?
You know what she needs money for? And first off, I'm like, are you working or are you not? I can never really get out of her. Do you have paying employment in New York?
Yeah.
This is not a city you can actually work in without getting fucking paid. And you know, she's getting money out of the trust. And, you know, and I give her this amount. She's like, I know I need $100, Dad. And I'm like, okay, why would you need $100?
Mm.
For a Halloween costume.
Right.
Mm.
That's important.
Yeah.
She's getting into, like, the fashion world. She's got to be looking good and shit. Yeah.
Mr. Doug, you've been around long enough to know that that's not for a Halloween costume.
Right. Number one, it's probably not for a Halloween costume. And number two, why are you paying $100 for one? And number three, why don't you have $100?
Yeah, that's the scariest part of it, huh? Why don't you have $100?
How can you walk around with
in New York,
not a pot to piss in New York?
Hey.
You were suspicious that drugs were involved in some way, and I think we decided that they're not.
Well, I didn't say. I said she's doing them. She's doing them recreationally. I don't think she's like a junkie or anything.
Right. She's got this guy, this boyfriend who is in.
They all do. They're all DJ. They're hanging out DJ at 5 o'clock in the morning. But get the fuck out of here with your bullshit Red Bull story. I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
Why would you go out every night on Red Bull? Bullshit. Yeah.
You know, she's got a great boy. She was actually under great behavior when she was here for the wedding, and this boyfriend is just like a saint.
Right, new guy. Not the guy that was in England.
No,
new guy, and seemed like a really sweet guy, and I'm thinking, you know, poor schmuck, she's just going to own him.
Mm. he's molding her, you're saying?
She's molding him.
Oh, okay.
She's going to own him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, he's just a very sweet Italian kid.
Yeah, seemed like a decent guy. I wanted to be like a high school history teacher.
Have you seen Raw Dog's movie, The Woodsman?
I only saw the preview. I only saw the trailer.
Right.
Let me get this straight. This is a movie about a homicidal maniac who gets hard when he commits murder.
He's always hard.
No, he's constantly hard.
He's always hard.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, you know.
But it's sort of a semi
boner. I have to say, you know, if I recall the Spielberg story correctly, this is the precise way Spielberg got started.
It is. Yeah.
I have to believe this is a wonderful thing.
USC Film School.
Didn't he do an offshoot of The Woodsman?
Did he?
I think he did. His first one before he did E.T. or any of that stuff. I think there was, you know.
No, just before a duel, it was, Boner Man or something.
Boner Man. Yeah.
He really did Boner Man?
He did Boner Man. And, you know, of course, well, Lucas did THX 1138, and this is, you know, I guess THX 8.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Josh's
burgeoning film career?
Yeah.
I think it's a great thing. I know, I think you've done wonderful things for him, and, you know, and giving him this kind of you know, direction in career.
Well, I'm only giving it to him. I'm not really that
except
nice
for
of a guy. I'm only giving it to him because he has it. He
except
has
for, of course, the torture part. Yeah, and he does have something.
Yeah.
He's wonderfully talented and smart. And
really
I give you a lot of credit for actually seeing that. It's the whole torture thing.
You don't enjoy watching videos of me beating the shit out of your son.
I can see why as a parent you'd be upset.
As a parent, it's a little disturbing.
You don't appreciate me making him suck a dildo and kicking him and stabbing him and stuff like that.
As a father, as a fan, I would say yes. That would be can see where that would have some modicum of entertainment value.
Yeah.
As a father, I have to say no.
Yeah, no, I get that. I don't think my dad or mom or anybody that knows me is a fan of anything that I do when it comes to hurting myself or hurting other
people. What does your wife think of all? Does she just think, oh, that's his entertainment life, and whatever he does it affect me or his family man duties?
I think most of the time, yeah, but sometimes, because now she has a new car and it has Sirius, so she probably hears more of it, so she's probably a little offended more now, because I'm sure she's tempted to go to the channel and listen and see what he's up to, but I know pain is not pain to her watching me get hurt. Is less to her. She's used to it. Mm-hmm. You know, when we first met each other, I was in skateboard contests where I was pretty washed up, and I was in Mega Ramp contests where it's probably the only kind of skateboarding that you could really die.
And you took a tumble.
And, all the time. I was washed up. I wasn't even skating that much anymore, and I was doing an event where if you fuck up, you'll die, and I was the worst guy on the ramp.
Ooh, yes.
And I was the oldest, and I was the one that wasn't really skating anymore. So I was almost going to die almost every ride I took, and I knew it, and she was dealing with every day, too.
And you have kids at this point.
I had one, yeah. So I think she had to... From there, it's always sort of been melee. I remember I did this stunt where I jumped from the skateboard to the back of the dirt bike, and she was... I feel like that was the last time she really worried. Because I was like, look, I'm not gonna die. I might get really hurt, but I won't die.
Right.
And that's all you got to worry about. I'm just going to be here, which is a stupid thing to say, because that's not... You could die. All the things I do, I could die.
You could die if she caught you with any one of the hookers and women that come in here.
Well, all those things are good, because they... No, she didn't.
Oh, she didn't.
And
know.
I didn't trust me.
Really?
For the longest time, we broke up a couple of times, and we had a bunch of drama, and a lot of it came from the show. A lot of it came from... prostitutes and porn stars that would come on here and put things around themselves or whatever in front of me, and then she would hear her friends be like, just so you know, your husband is, you know what I mean, like, urging somebody to stick a phone in her ass, or, you know what I mean, and now he's talking to her ass or something.
Well, they said that like it's a bad thing.
Right.
Yeah, so, but I think from the show, where our relationship is stronger than your average relationship, because my wife knows that at work today, my stepmom asked me this morning, who's on the show today? And I said, a prostitute. She was like, why? And what do you mean? And she was like, it's not really a nice thing to call her. And I was like, well, it's a girl who works, she gets money for having sex. It's a long sentence. A hooker. I'm busy, I gotta go. She's like, okay, so you don't say that in front of her. I'm like, no, she's nice, I'm nice to her friend. You know, people get used to it.
Right.
Everybody gets used to the way it is.
Right.
I think.
How is you just have some worn down?
It is. This show is that. Everything apart. You know, I mean, all the things. I am honest about everything that's ever happened in my life so far. I don't leave them all. I don't pull them all out, because I've got another 10 years to go at least. So, and he's the same way. And he's the one that's agreed to it more than anybody that's ever been here. Everyone else is like, yeah, total honesty, Alice. You know, I mean, all the way to the top. Just don't tell him about anything I do. But he has always gone down with my ship, and it's called The Jason Ellis Show. Yeah. I'm the one that gets paid. You don't get paid. You barely make any money out
and
of this
shit.
And
it's still amazing how, like, and weirdly forthcoming I've been over the last 3 years.
But don't think that I know more. I'm a loyal guy. The only time that I jump somebody's ship is if they've lost their fucking mind, and then I tell them, yeah, you've lost your fucking mind, man. I've got to go. You will be paid for what you have done. I will make sure of it.
And
when this show goes anywhere, it goes with you, or it doesn't go. That's the deal. So don't worry about that. And cool. I know Sirius don't care about you yet.
That ultimatum for $1 million contract's coming.
Well, just so you know, I'm fighting to get millions of dollars so that and it's not a million. My deal isn't give me $1 million and give Josh, you know, mean $100,000. It's give me $1 million and I'll pay you because they fucking won't.
Ooh, right. And that's on the air.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It's on off the air as well.
It's on the air all the time. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to get him a car and
you
stuff.
You know, I know that, and that's terrific.
It's good. It's reassuring for my parents, too. I was at dinner with my mom yesterday, and she was like, man, I'm thrilled work is going so well for you. When are you going to get paid more?
Yeah, it's a good argument.
That's because
hey, my wife said the same thing.
Because she doesn't listen to it or watch anything, so she believes work is going well.
It is. It is going well. It is going really well. We got to negotiate. We got contract time, and you're gonna. I mean, come on. Did think about everybody else's show that's on our level and how much money they all get. The dudes that they don't have as many followers as I do, and they have 10 people working for them.
Right.
There's no way that those dudes make $20,000 a year. they're all getting paid like 30, 40. Well,
doesn't Howard Stern still make all the money?
Yeah.
He gets $500 million a year.
But nobody would. No, it's $100 million a year.
$100 million.
But still pretty
good. But he didn't. Yeah, but I wouldn't even want to be in radio if it wasn't for that guy. I feel like that guy made everybody else, even if you don't like him as much as you like some other radio guy, they wouldn't be in it if it wasn't for him.
He kind
everything,
of paved the way.
Yeah, he
everything
did.
He does is.
He's the pioneer.
People like. I saw somebody of my porn star friends saying, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, Jason Ellis is better than Howard Stern. And then Joanna Angel retweeted it and stuff. I'm like, wow, that's really cool that you would think that. It doesn't even matter if today's show is better than his show today. He made the game. There's no right. game for me to be better than anyone if he didn't start it.
Right.
So it's and that's why I would never challenge that guy. Everyone else, if you ever go at me, I will fucking annihilate you. But that guy, if he was like, that cocksucker with the accent is a pile of shit, I'd be like,
okay.
Thank you, kind sir. Thank you very much.
May I have another?
Yeah, yes. May I have a potato?
He's weaving a satellite, isn't he? I mean, probably.
I don't know. He loves to sling it around like he's going to, but I think he's just doing that to scare everybody.
He's still got Artie Wang and all those?
No. Artie is fucking Artie tried to kill himself.
Oh, but,
yeah.
but
allegedly,
but I thought that was part of his charm.
I think, in a roundabout way, what you're saying, yeah, it was a part of his charm. I think he was a twisted guy with a lot of pain and a lot of people that walk around with a lot of pain are really good at showing you. They entertain you to keep you sidetracked.
Tell me, why do they have that much pain? You know, there are people kissing up to them, women throwing themselves at them. They make insane amounts of money. They own New York. Why the fuck would they have that much pain?
Drugs.
It's a good argument.
drugs, and yeah. not just drugs, chemical imbalances that you're born with.
Right.
Some people, I'm the same, I'm not as drastic as he is, but I think I could have been. I just got off the drugs and all that stuff before I was getting there, but I'm always, there's a huge dark part of me where I'm just not happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm walking around, like, you know, this morning I'm tired, and I was just sitting there looking at my foot. And I remember thinking to myself, man, I must look really depressed to people right now. You know what I mean? Because I was just sort of tired and flat and staring at my fucking Ugg boot.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I just got a new car. My wife's got a new car. My kids are fucking great. My stepmom's here. If I want to go to a restaurant, I can go to a restaurant. Pretty much everything I ever wanted in life, I have.
Yeah. Time to fuck it up.
I got to watch that, too. The bigger things get, the more the evil Alice says, you know what would be really cool?
Right.
You should fucking drink. You should get a drink right now. I mean, you pretty much made it. Get a bottle of Jack. No one's going to know.
Go off for a weekend with a bunch of meth and Jack. Yeah.
I seriously, that's the other thing. I live in L.A., so I don't have any friends anymore. But my old skateboard friends, if I lived near enough for them to know I was on the radar and they text me occasionally from time to time and said, come over and we smoked some weed and played some video games and they were like, look, I'm having a beer. What's the big deal? I could easily slip back in. I'm just sheltered.
It seems so easy.
It is.
Like, yeah.
Are you fucking with me, asshole?
No.
It does seem so. It is. Because I also feel that because I can trick myself. I'm very successful now. I'm a hardworking guy. As if alcohol could really stop me from achieving my goals at this point in life.
It could.
Like in like a week. the next Thursday, just...
That's worse than any... You know what? I think it still is worse than any other narcotics, and it's the most readily available.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
And the cheapest.
Yeah.
By the way, vote for Prop 19 on Tuesday.
Yeah. How do you feel about it? We have Mr. Dog here, Raw Dog's dad. Do you want to say your real name? We don't really mind.
Well, Ray Richmond.
Ray Richmond.
Yes.
Yeah. He made Raw Dog.
Yes, he did.
Made him.
I brought him up...
Decided when he was riding a bicycle that he didn't like it and knew that he wasn't even going to enjoy it, and he knew that it was like
You saved me a lot of misery, so I could go off and play chess or something.
And thank you, because you gave me fucking years of material when we realized that he has yet to figure out how to ride a bicycle. Not to mention when the TV starts. Don't think that isn't an episode, dude.
A light bulb must have gone off in your head the first time you heard it.
I guarantee
it's
you.
Like, hallelujah.
Within a year from now, you're going to be riding a bike up a hill with Lance Armstrong for a TV show. He'll tow you up or something.
Speaking of Lance, that ship's about to run aground, I think.
Man, what are you, Christian Hand of the fucking radio show right now? What are you accusing Lance Armstrong of?
Oh, well, you know, he...
Say whatever you want.
He clearly, allegedly, did all those things for his body that were illegal. Those little substances to win those Tour de France.
Those are really heavy rumors going around. That's not one man's opinion.
Oh no, I think it's gonna be proven.
And people are saying that Lance Armstrong did steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, until I hear Lance Armstrong say it, I'm gonna go ahead and say that he didn't. Okay. That's where I'm going to go. He seems like a great American.
What about Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds is... I'm trying to give a shit, but it's not working out. But Barry Bonds is also a great American. I think he's a great American. I think if you're at that level and you can get some steroids and nobody knows, more power to you.
This is exactly the conversation...
You know who makes steroids?
Americans? That's exactly the conversation I've had with my son. Did you tell Jason?
I think that is basically the point of view I had, too.
That is entirely my point of view, exactly. If this is something that will improve your performance, you cannot put the genie back in the bottle. And that everyone, if some people are doing it, then everyone should do it. And it's not a moral issue, it's a health issue. Period.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's your problem. You're the one swallowing it. I believe if somebody was giving Barry Bonds steroids and Barry Bonds said, please stop putting steroids in me, that guy should be prosecuted. Yeah. But that guy is Barry Bonds, so that means the only person he has to prosecute is himself.
Yeah.
And he will pay. Every time he looks in the mirror, I mean, his fucking forehead is twice the size of his face.
Yeah, it doesn't happen overnight where suddenly your arms are, your biceps and triceps are 10 inches bigger than they were.
Yeah. Your head is too big to fit in your helmet.
Yeah, that's kind of a red flag.
It's your quest. It's your quest to get that ball... to go a little further, and you're willing to sacrifice days or years off your life.
You should be able to do it.
You should be able to do it.
Yeah.
And if you get caught, you should be able to be, you should get paid, you should pay for it too. But I mean, he doesn't have to go to jail or anything. He's just going to lose. What's he going to, he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame? Who gives a shit about the Hall of Fame?
The main thing that always bugged me about it was the have not thing. That steroids are expensive. Barry Bonds can afford them. Some like minor leaguer who's just coming up can't. If everybody had access to steroids, it would be one thing. But only some guys have.
No, everybody can get steroids. That's a fucking lie.
No, everybody can if they have the money.
They don't cost that much, dude.
I think regular steroids are pretty expensive.
No, they're
like
not.
Stuff?
No, they're not.
Am I totally off base about
that? You can get steroids, and I guarantee you, everybody can get steroids.
How much are the ones you're taking?
They're like $120 bucks for a bottle of them.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mellow.
Shit, costs more to get Viagra.
Does it?
How would you know that?
I have looked online at ads that I get.
Your dad takes Viagra. Right, well, we'll get into that later when you're not here.
Actually, it's Cialis.
But, is Cialis better?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you have to take Cialis because of your cocaine days?
No, it's actually... first off, I'm not actually admitting that I take it.
Right. Yeah. Allegedly.
I allegedly take it because I'm old. And, when you hit age 53 like I am, it doesn't come out to play in quite the same way it used to.
My producer, who is also on steroids, says that it's $200 for 10 weeks of shots. And he's talking about real steroids. He's talking about, because I don't even, I'm not shooting up steroids for anybody. He is shooting up steroids in the fucking green room. He really is, for some other reasons, because he's old or something as well.
Well, right. the ones I take are way
less. So you're 53?
53.
My dad died when he was 53.
Thanks for sharing that.
And, what I'm trying to say is you should appreciate your dad before he dies, Josh.
I appreciate my dad every day.
Do you?
Yes.
Is he your favorite?
He's my favorite dad.
Do you think he likes you because you don't pay as much attention to him as his sister?
I don't even think that's true.
He just admitted it before.
That I don't pay as much attention to him as I do to Gabby?
Yeah.
I feel that he's more self-sufficient and doesn't really want me hovering.
Right.
If you ask Gabby,
I give him space.
If you ask Gabby about it, she would say for sure I'm the favorite child.
That you are?
Yeah.
And it's simply not true.
You know, it's not, because I know enough to know that that's not true. And do you think that maybe Gabby is more...
Neither of them are favorites. I hate all of them. All my children equally.
How many children do you have?
Three.
Oh, you have another one? Oh, yeah. Little brother. My little baby brother.
Yeah, yeah.
How old is he? 14?
14.
So that was the last time you had a child.
And will remain the last time.
You're done.
Except for the ones in Asia I don't know about.
Right. You had sex with Asian whores?
You know, it's... prefer to talk about that off air.
Right. Let me just write these down. Cialis, Asian whores, grandma jacked off Mickey
Rooney. That's what happens. You just start kind of building a list of all this shit.
This is, I'm sure a nickname is forming.
How do you feel about marijuana being legalized in California?
I don't have any problem with that.
Right. Did you ever used to smoke marijuana?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Do you still?
Actually, I don't.
Right.
Just because... It's
are
not
you
that,
lying?
I wouldn't
Mr.
Enjoy.
Doug, are you lying?
I'm not lying. Just because I actually... It wasn't my drug of choice, but right. I feel like it could become a drug of choice and a problem. And uppers are my thing, not downers anyway.
Right.
I don't need something to help me relax. I need something to help keep me hyped up.
Right.
We're fully opposites on this.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Josh is a pothead, so I understand.
I wouldn't say you're a pothead.
No, I'm not a pothead, but I'm not into stimulants at all.
But it's got to be a good thing to know that he's not ever going to fall into, like, some sort of drinking binge cocaine.
He's not.
Or he's not ever going to do it. I've seen him drink.
Well, they saw what he did to me. Yeah. They saw how fucked up I got.
Do you think that's what it is, Josh?
I was a reverse role model.
It is a part of it. I think it is something I learned from my dad.
I didn't do it well.
No, but that stuff runs in your family. I got to watch that.
Yeah, I've got addiction issues.
Do you have any regrets raising your son? Like, do you feel bad about the divorce?
I do feel bad about the divorce. I didn't get to spend as much time. I mean, you know, when two-thirds of the time you can't see your kids, it eats you up.
You know he blamed himself,
right? It's the worst thing. No, he didn't.
No,
he didn't. Not anymore, but you did.
Did he?
Yes.
Really?
What?
It freaked me out because I was in the middle of having a fight with my wife and we were going to break up and I told him that it was there and I said, how did it, when you broke up? And he said that he blamed himself for a while.
Really?
He thought you guys, it was his fault.
It was completely not true.
Listen,
no, I know, he knows that now, but he was little and thought that.
When you're five and your parents split up, at first you don't completely realize why.
No. It was very painful for me. I mean, that was the most painful thing I've ever gone through. I still remember having dinner with them and having to leave, and Gabby literally holding on to me as I'm trying to drive away and holding on to the car and crying in the street.
Yeah, it was tough. Do you remember that? I don't remember that.
Oh, it was horrendous. It's
the toughest thing. Really?
And I thought, you know, my drugs and shit, this is what I'm now fucking up my kids. I mean, you worry about that. I mean, thank God they're grown-ups and they appear to be relatively functioning and not slobbering maniacs.
They're running a tight ship, man. Your daughter might party a little bit. You know what? She's a good-looking girl, lives in New York City. She's having a good time. She's not a moron.
She's got to have a good head on her shoulders to survive that.
She does.
Yeah. We've had...
She might be a little bit spoiled and stuff, but she's a smart chick.
I think overall things have worked out for your kids pretty well.
Yeah, you know, and I feel extremely fortunate that that's the case, because I was not always the father I should have been, clearly.
But that's what comes with brilliance. You're a brilliant man. There's something in you that not everybody has, and he has it, and your daughter have it, they have it, but there's also a dangerous element to it. I have the same thing. I worry about my kids growing up with... you know, like some of the things I have are great traits to have. They also come with a bunch of shockers. And if they find any of those pass, you know, I know my daughter, I'm gonna, the first time she has a drink, I'm going to watch like a hawk, because I feel like if it triggers anything like it did for me, I mean, the first time I drank, I was like, man, why didn't anybody tell me about this before? When he drinks it, I could see it. He's like, yeah, great. I'm really enjoying myself. Can we go now? And I'm like, man, I wish I had that gene where it didn't even taste good.
It's totally biological.
Yeah. But you like it.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Did your wife like it? She didn't like it.
He drinks
like her, like his mom, right?
Yeah, his mom drinks a little bit.
My mom will have a glass every once in a while.
Socially, sure. Yeah. Nothing like me where I have a predisposition to that. But I would have rather been a little less brilliant and more responsible if I could do it over again.
Right.
But the fact that they've turned out okay is clearly a mitigating factor.
That's right. Now you're in the clear, because they did turn out all right. Yeah, from here on out, it's their fault.
I still got one I could fuck up. It was only 14.
Okay, well, then just focus on that guy.
I am.
How old was Josh when you finally left the house? He's five?
I was five.
Five.
Yeah.
So you didn't... Did you have two houses, and he would stay in one house, and then he would switch off?
I got another place, yeah.
I had dinner every Tuesday and Thursday, and then every other weekend.
Alternate weekends.
Alternate weekends. So he was more at his mom's house.
But yeah, I would say 80% there.
Did he ever, because he stayed only on weekends, did he ever have friends stay over?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah. He would.
What's the most amount of people he ever had stay over at one time?
I think one.
Never two?
What are you
Maybe
getting
two.
At, Jason?
Maybe two.
Stop.
What?
Gabby's
just
the
stop.
One that had the swamper parties. No. He didn't have orgies. What are you talking about?
No. Never.
What are we getting into? I've been led down this path that I don't even know where the path is.
It's okay. It doesn't even matter, and hey.
I've walked right into an inside joke.
I didn't even have to do anything. Look at you squirm right now. Yeah. You know, we're going to continue this.
Come on. Don't be a prick, dude.
I'm just fucking with him. It's nothing bad.
You want to have your own radio show.
You do?
I would love to have my own radio show. We've discussed that. I'm a heathen. I'm an atheist. And I believe that you can lead a moral life as an atheist without having a higher power per se in your life, even though, again...
Yeah, but that's because you're smart.
Well, I like to think so, yes.
No, but there's a certain level of intelligence where you can still stop your animal instincts from grabbing people and fucking them up against the wall and just doing bad things because you have an urge to do bad things.
If you have a moral compass.
Some people need a big scary man in the sky to watch over them and dob them in if they do so.
And they're only staying on the straight and narrow because, yeah, this big scary guy somehow is going to banish them to hell. It's sort of like all this shit that we make up. I mean, the hell and the heaven and just if you think of the whole story of the starting of the people, you know, there was a guy and made the guy, and then we took a rib and we made a woman, and we went in a garden and there was this snake that said something, and we had to hide in leaves, and it's like,
he didn't
what
say
the
it.
Fuck?
He used mental telepathy, actually.
Oh, but was that what it was?
Yeah, it was a telepathy.
It was a telepathic snake.
Said bite the apple.
Snakes can't talk. It's just it's protecting thoughts.
When was the last time you saw a snake talk?
You know you want it.
But you know what? The same people that will say, oh, you know, this crazy shit that they look at in the, that the Muslims look at in the, you know, in the Quran and all that. And then they'll say, no, but of course the story of Christ and the story of, you know, of the way people began in the Garden of Eden, that makes total sense. Mm. And it's sort of like it's all horseshit to me. Anyway. I would like to try. Of course, I'd probably be assassinated by the end of the second show. But I would like to think that there could be, you know, I'm open to other people's spiritual beliefs, but they're not open to my own atheism.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No.
Yeah.
It should go the same way for everybody.
I think we can have a good open discussion.
You're a Jewish man, right?
This. I'm Jewish. Yeah.
And you don't believe in any of it?
No, I don't believe in, you know, it's all kind of all the organized stuff is a crock.
How's your family
Buddhism,
feel about that?
There's a little bit there because it's all about, you know, being spiritual. And
Buddhism, you don't have to believe in God.
And, you also don't have to convert anybody. I'm sorry.
Say your parents were crazy, right?
Oh, yeah, well, my mother had a different, part of it is my mother had a different New Age religion every week. I was dragged as a kid there.
Oh, there it is.
And then I had, she put me in an orphanage for a couple years, too. Did he ever tell you that?
She put you in an orphanage?
You never heard this story?
No.
Oh, yeah.
How long?
almost 2 years with my sister because she wanted to boff the millionaire with unimpeded by children around.
Did you just say buff?
Boff.
Did you? What does that mean?
It means fuck.
Fuck.
Right, that's what I thought it meant. She put you guys, in your, you believe that you were sent to boarding school so that your mom could bone a rich dude?
It wasn't boarding school. It was worse than that. It was like Oliver Twist. It was like a fucking orphanage. It was a real orphanage in Hollywood.
What?
Where I got beaten up by these kids and force-fed food and horribly abusive place.
Are you cool with her now?
Yeah, I totally came to terms with it, yes.
I get that.
You have to.
No, I
get
that.
The anger only takes you out and fucks you up.
Yeah.
You have to let go of it.
No, I get that. I'm in the middle of doing that right now. I got some ESPN feature magazine thing, and I talked about how one of my mom's boyfriends offered me crystal meth when I was like 10 years old, and then I got molested by her babysitter that she got as well. And I told those stories, and then they were like, can we call your mom to clarify that the stories are true? And I was like, I'd rather you didn't have to call her and make her relive it. And they're like, well, we can't put it in otherwise. And I'm like, fucking hell, man.
They actually could have. They right. could have without calling her. Yeah, what if she was dead? What if she was dead? They still would have published it.
Right. Well, I had to tell her, and she hit me back saying how sorry, I'm like, it's over. Don't worry about it. It's not like I ever blamed you. But then I thought later on, I think I did blame her for a while there.
For not protecting you.
Yeah. For not being able to do it.
Uh-huh.
But you do. When you get older, you realize, I mean, why would I do that? Why would I vibe my mom for the, you know, I mean, what happens if she died tomorrow? That would be, I know I'd regret it. Because right. I know I love her.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But I feel like your one's worse. Well, 2 years?
Almost 2 years, yeah.
And then what? She picked you up and was like, hey, fucking my bad.
Okay, we're okay now. What part of it was my father continued to live in the house, and he wouldn't leave the house after they were divorced, and she got rid of us because she couldn't get rid of him. Then he moved out like 6 months after she got rid of us.
Wow.
You know, here's the kicker. The woman I just married.
Yeah.
And we found this out the day we met. Adopted her daughter out of that same orphanage.
Wow.
That's pretty trippy.
It's like out of, you know, out of some weird fate, you know.
So are thing. You cool with the daughter? You got a little bit of something to relate to her with there?
Yeah, well, absolutely. She's, you know, she's got her own issues. She's 26 and is still kind of going through her adolescence. It's tough.
Wow. Man, you're going to have to come in like once a month and keep these stories going. Cause
you have a lot of stories. This is why you're writing.
Oh, this is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, there's way. I didn't even start in about my father and his taste for morbidly obese women.
Yeah, your dad liked to bang big fat chicks.
300-400 pounders.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what would that mean? Can you relate to that?
Yeah. There's a lot of, the Richmonds and the Ellises are two peas in a pod.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe if so, you mean we were separated somewhere in Australia.
Maybe we're linking up again. Maybe that's the connection between me and Roy.
Don't I have... Somewhere on your side of the family, is it they're like going back to Australia at some point? Or am I just making that up?
I think you're making it up, but it could be. I mean, maybe like Adelaide or something. Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
Somewhere on the coast. Yeah.
How come you're so tanned?
I just lost 25 pounds. I walk every day in the park for almost 2 hours.
How long does it take you to do a mile?
Well, I do... 6.5 miles in an hour and a half.
Right. You're way faster than Josh.
In the walking?
Yeah, and he's trying to run.
Oh.
He's really unfit.
Are you jogging?
I haven't been trying recently.
Yeah. Oh. He's very unfit, though.
But he's kind of got that whole natural...
Unfitness?
Unfitness, but skinny thing.
Yeah. He's like a skinny fat person.
But it catches up to you. Catches up to you around 35 or 40.
What's that?
Being unfit? You end up putting the weight goes on.
I know. That's what I keep trying to tell him. He's going to be all right, because by the time he gets there, he's going to have no choice.
Things figured out eventually.
No, because I'm trying to get him to, because that's the other thing.
Are you getting him into eating better?
So he doesn't
get kidney stones?
I'm trying as hard as I can to get him to eat stuff, but I've never seen anybody, because I try to eat like some vegan stuff as much as I can, because I know that it's better for the inside of my belly. And whenever I gave him a vegan cupcake the other day, okay, I get it. It's not a real cupcake, but it's still got a shitload of
chocolate. You're claiming it tastes just like a real cupcake, and that's just a lie.
Yeah, but it's just, you're eating it like I gave you a fucking turd on a plate. You bit into it, and you were like, oh my god, this is so bad. Look, I'm swallowing it.
You're used to it.
He showed off to me, bragging that he swallowed the bite.
You mean like it's a Brussels sprout or something?
What? Yes, like a chocolate sprout. What?
Because it's shaped like a chocolate cupcake, and you expect a chocolate cupcake, but it's like just a little bit off, and that's what's so bad.
A little bit off is still
tasty. It's like a bad chocolate cupcake.
Like Diet Coke doesn't taste like Coke, but it's still...
Diet Coke exactly. is disgusting.
Right, and there he is. Diet Coke is disgusting.
Yeah.
But it's 200 calories less.
I'm really good at avoiding things I don't like.
You're really good at getting your own way, even if it costs you your life.
Yeah.
Because it's going
to
do that.
Is it worth eating shit and living to 60 instead of 80?
Probably not.
Yeah. See, I get what, because somebody said, my stepmom said, she was like, man, you and your wife eat so healthy. And I was like, well, that's only because I've got Alice Mania coming up. You should see me the day after Alice Mania. I'm going to go somewhere with my daughter, and we're going to have pizza, and then I'm going to eat two hot dogs while she's walking out behind her, because I want it all. I want French fries, and I want fucking ketchup, and I want extra sugar in my coffee. And
that's my cuisine of choice, too, if I have my way.
Pizza.
Pizza, hot dogs, burgers.
I love it. I love it. But you don't ever eat anything healthy. Even when I'm eating really shit, if I eat, like, pancakes for breakfast with my daughter, and I'm... Because that's usually my excuse. If she's a kid, she has pancakes. May as well make two loads of pancakes, and then I'm eating pancakes. And then I'll be like, man, all I had was a bowl of sugar for breakfast. I'm going to have, like, a tuna sandwich for lunch, because I got to just do something for me. He has this thing where... If it's green, he's like petrified by it.
I went into this.
Do you eat vegetables?
Oh yeah, I went into this whole Zen thing before my wedding because I weighed like 184 and I was bloated and disgusting, and I decided I need to lose like 25 pounds, 25 to 30, and I was literally doing for 7 weeks. I was doing 500 to 800 calories a day.
Yeah.
It was Spartan. I was just doing salad and fruit.
Yeah.
And water.
Yeah,
and walking 8 miles a day, 2 hours. And I lost 27 pounds.
Right, that's a lot.
But it was starve yourself and suffer. This would be the diet from hell. But it works. If you don't eat as much and you don't eat crap,
well,
you lose weight.
You don't need to do that. You just need to eat healthy. And you can eat as much of it as you want.
I know, like, in my mind that I need to.
Just know this, Mr. Dog. It's taken care of. Sooner or later, there'll be so much. You'll just be so hungry, and there'll only be other stuff around. Because when I start making millions of dollars, mm-hmm. we're getting catering, motherfucker. We're getting, like, proper shit delivered to the studio, and you're eating it, and you're not allowed to bring pizza unless it's pizza day.
You are everything, Jason. You are an employer, you are a nutritionist, and you're an executioner.
Yeah, don't leave out the masochist part.
Yeah, exactly.
You're everything.
I'm going to get him to eat a salad made out of dick.
A salad made out of anything would actually work for me.
I know, he won't do it. He won't ever do it.
That's not true. I will.
I know.
Have you actually ever eaten a salad?
No.
Actually, not even one?
No. Yeah.
See, that's the fuck up for me. It's not him not riding a bike.
No,
it's that this is how he eats, and how did I impart that nutrition advice to him?
That's the only one. Because riding a bike, he doesn't want to ride a bike, and it's never going to pay out. It's not going to work out for him, or he's never going to be deprived of it. Because that's the thing that took me a long time to realize about him.
But the diet could kill
him. Him not riding a bike, he's not going to, in 40 years from now, go, fuck, man, why did my old man teach me to ride a bike?
Right.
He's never going to give a shit about riding a bike. It will never do anything joyousome to him, except for maybe, dude, teaching your son to ride a bike.
Right.
That's the only obviously one you might want to... If he's like, teach me how to ride a bike...
Is there going to be a son?
Is there going to be a son?
I mean, I can't control that. That's the nature.
But you would do it, though, wouldn't you?
Can I ask one semi-embarrassing thing of him right now? One of the things I worry about is that I wonder... If he dates, I don't know about it.
Yeah, you just had a date this weekend.
Do you know?
Yes, he had a date this weekend.
Do you know anything about his dating life, sex life, anything like that?
He just told you that I had a date this weekend.
Okay, but that would be one date.
Yes.
Do you know more than that?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
We have to talk.
Yeah. There's not a lot.
There's not a lot to talk about. Going on.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but it's
I'm
pretty...
I'm working on it.
But we're working on it. We're working on it. He's got this thing, because the show, there's a lot of girls that want to sleep with people on the show.
I was going to say, this should be an entree.
But he doesn't want, he doesn't...
He's got a big tattoo on his chest now.
He does have a big tattoo on his chest.
On my chest.
The chick should be flocking, okay. Man.
It's still near the chest area.
Yeah, stomach.
Yeah,
but
close enough.
He does have, he doesn't want to do any girls that want to do him because of his celebrity status.
Oh, what the fuck? Are you kidding? That's the reason to do it. Yes, I am God.
Thanks for backing up there. Thanks for backing up.
Your own father is telling you. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, God.
Is a girl coming in today that wants to do it?
Hot chicks, they want to do you. You're like, no, I'm sorry. I have morals and yeah. I want you to like me for me. Oh, fuck the like me for me thing.
Yeah, wait till you're as old as your old man to do that.
That is so overrated. Yeah, look, hey, I'm married and it's all over. You're the way. I gotta live vicariously through you. What are you doing?
You don't have to live vicariously through me.
I do.
That's not gonna get you anywhere.
I've never had the hookers and the porn stars. Never.
Yeah, he could have these.
I almost
choice.
Did once.
Yeah.
I'm working at a magazine stand in Hollywood.
Yeah.
The one on we used to be on Las Palmas. I think they closed it now. And I was there. You know, I was 20. I was and it's a chick. You know, we had the porn section right there next to the cash register. Chick walks over to the Hustler magazine, opens it up. She's the centerfold, and she writes her phone number on the centerfold.
Yeah.
Spread eagle, beaver, the whole
yeah.
thing. Hands it to me.
Yeah.
And says, and call me, and gives me and kisses the magazine with her lip outline.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, my pants were so tented out, I could barely contain them. In
right, the, a huge boner on the side of the street.
In
the
way more information than I needed.
Josh, I'm in the middle of this conversation. Please stop interrupting.
Yeah. And I was terrified. I'm just like, a porn person and
yeah.
wants me, and I couldn't even fathom it, and I never called her.
Oh, and you were single?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I'm a pussy, complete pussy.
Seriously.
I just, every time I tried to start calling, I was just like,
Your porn star is to Josh's bicycle.
I was paralyzed.
You're terrified of porn stars.
And I still go through that in my mind. And every time in my mind, I call her.
And now you're married and you'll never have
no,
her again.
No, it could ever happen.
Josh could have her today. You know, he's been around a couple of them.
Learn from my example, son. Please.
Once again.
Don't make the mistake your father made.
Exactly. You need to have fun now. Now.
How do you feel about that, Josh?
It's
just use protection.
Obviously. Yeah. Nope.
Good. And check for scabs because herpes jumps the rubber.
It does?
Yeah. You didn't know that? Fucking you got lucky.
I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah, right? We just found out that Josh's dad doesn't have herpes. That's a good one.
Maybe
you didn't know
I
that?
Do and I don't know it.
Yeah, even if they're not showing, that's how dangerous it is to have sex
really?
These days.
Yeah. It's rare,
but it is scientifically proven that even if they don't have scabs around their genitals and you have a rubber on, it can jump and give you herpes.
Oh, my God.
Crazy, isn't it?
Wow. Oh, I am so lucky.
That, yeah. No, I've said that a couple of times, too.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus.
But getting back to Josh getting laid, trying to block that out, Josh.
Yeah, yeah.
We remind him of his father's advice every once in a while.
I do. Yeah, I do remind him of that. We're in the middle of it right now. He was on a dating site.
Listen,
he met a girl and he went to dinner.
I'm working on it.
He's trying.
I think the dating thing is overrated. You don't need a date.
He's while your father's here, what is the thing about you not just having casual sex with somebody?
Casual sex is can be underrated.
I'm right. Am I right?
Casual sex is great.
Me not having casual sex is different than... That's not a problem. It's more having casual sex when it becomes a bit on the show and I've got to like talk about it afterwards.
Oh.
You don't want to talk about having sex with people because of the one time you talked about having some sort of
that
sexual encounter.
That
kind of
worked out badly for me.
And you're saying that was that bad? That ruined it.
It makes me weird about doing it again as a radio thing.
Well, why can't you just do it as a radio thing, but then when you do it, then we don't know what happened?
Don't tell him you did it.
Why can't you just have sex with somebody and then just tell me to fuck off?
Well, that's... I have no problem with that.
I mean, you've told other
stories. You're now freed up.
Yeah.
You're now freed.
Yeah.
I've told... Well, what about the other stories that you've told us about from when you were a kid and you don't want to give us the details on those? And I'm like, oh, fuck you.
What? I'm not even sure what you're talking about on that one.
About your sleepover.
No.
Sleepover.
Fuck off.
Oh, the sleepover thing again.
Fuck off. Stop it.
I'm just saying, you don't have to tell me anything you don't want to tell me.
Okay. Well, I'm not going
to. But you should bone people.
I want
to. Use the show.
I want to.
Somebody should fuck somebody because of this show. It's ridiculous.
I just think it's shyness. I understand. It's shyness.
Yeah,
it's,
no, it
I
is
don't, I don't think it's morality.
Right. You agree?
Yeah, that's much more accurate. Well, I have then, no hey, moral
here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
I give you permission to bone chicks through the radio and not tell the radio.
That means a lot. Thank
Does
you.
It really?
Yeah.
I mean, I
fuck, why didn't I know that? Just go do it, dude.
I keep imagining he's got groupies and stuff.
He does. No, I know. And now I know why. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. Well, shit. If I had groupies, they wouldn't have stayed groupies for long. They would have been in the inner circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good oh, well, good luck on your escapades. I guess now... what is it? Radio TFB on Twitter. He's now officially available. His penis will be here every night, right?
I can't believe I'm pimping my son.
Yeah.
It's well, okay.
Hey, wow. It's all right.
How disgusting is that?
But if you do have herpes, please don't hit up Josh on Twitter because he's, you know, I mean, his That's first time
fun.
Back in the ring.
That's not fun.
You don't want to give him a permanent scar. That's just not right. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah. Oh, it's my pleasure, Jason.
When is your book going to come out? Another book?
Yeah, what do you got going on right now?
Oh, I'm actually writing a book with a retired paparazzi couple about all their crazy adventures chasing celebrities in Hollywood. a married couple. The working title is Paparazzi, a Love Story. And we're hoping eventually we're just pitching it to publishers now.
And it's they're a couple.
They're a married couple. One was the photographer, and she was more the wife was sort of the brains of the operation. You know,
they usually are.
Chasing Elizabeth Taylor through, you know, Morocco and all this crap and
all
amazing
right.
shit. But thanks for having me on. This was fun.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for coming.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
I can see where Josh got his radio, the gift of the gab, so to speak.
So to speak.
I'll come back on and tell more orphanage horror stories if you'd like.
I would love to hear more about your orphanage stories. I just make sure that none of us forget that Josh's grandma jacked off Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
Just everybody make sure I don't forget that, because that is years of entertainment. After this, we're going to dress up like women and punch each other like pigs.
That's exciting.